Hey, there he is. Lou, how are you?
How have you been?
Good.
I haven't seen you in quite a while.
Is that all right?
Oh, man, that was a horrible.
Oh, Mary Pat, she was trying. I've been raised by people trying to. Downtown.
Okay, I don't do those. I don't control those.
No. I have this screen and theirs, their monitors, but I don't have that.
They don't see you as incompetent or involved. And so the piece is sort of like.
If somebody wants to run up there to the third floor, yeah, let them know. Good idea.
Is the mayor still on?
Yes. Mayor, are you there? Yes.
Yes, thank you. Brett Frederick. Council will come back to order. Carmen, would you please read time certain 1230?
Recognize 5 eco districts for sustainability initiatives and direct Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and Portland Development Commission to support efforts and strategies that promote healthy, connected city concepts and economic prosperity and affordability.
Mayor Adams, would you like to introduce this matter?
Thank you, Commissioner. 3 years ago, the Portland Development Commission and the Portland, Oregon Sustainability Institute created 5 eco-districts around the city. The eco-districts were both a offshoot or a growth of our climate action plan and also our economic development plan. The matter before you today, we will hear an update on the progress that's been made in these 5 eco-districts, and it's also an opportunity for the City Council to officially recognize that. So I'm pleased to turn over the presentation to Michael Armstrong and Patrick Finn.
Is he watching this on TV? How did you know they were there?
Thank you, Mayor.
Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioners. Mayor Adams, appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm Michael Armstrong with the City's Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The resolution in front of you today would recognize formally the 5 pilot eco-districts and then direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, as well as the Portland Development Commission, to continue to provide technical assistance and support project implementation in the eco-districts. As the mayor noted, the eco-district initiative, as we know it today, was launched 3 years ago with the goal of applying sustainability at a scale that's beyond a single building, a single site. With support from PDC, the city tasked the Portland Sustainability Institute with developing a framework and working closely with the 5 pilot districts to test and implement that framework. In working through it, each of those districts has established a mechanism for working together. They've explored project opportunities and conducted some feasibility analyses, and they have begun to pursue projects. Today, you'll hear from each of those 5 districts on their progress to date, as well as some of the next steps that they're contemplating. You'll also hear from the Sustainability Institute about the interest they're experiencing in eco-districts nationally and internationally, and in particular, the Eco-District Summit, which took place here just last week. When you think of eco-districts, we want you to think of places like the brewery blocks, where you've got a really vibrant streetscape surrounded by high-performance buildings connected by a shared district cooling system. But at the same time, we want you to think of things like Solarize, where you have a group of neighborhood residents working together to buy solar at prices much more competitively than any of them could get alone, and they did that by working together. These are the kinds of things that can make an eco-district real. What the districts are doing, really, is putting into practice the Climate Action Plan, the Portland Plan, and showing that these are efforts that are implemented in the community and by the community. I think from the city side, we've gotten very, very good at getting great performance out of individual buildings. I think we've also gotten pretty good at community-wide policy and planning. But what we've left out is the district scale in between those two. And it's really the district scale where people interact. You know, it happens in a neighborhood. It happens not just in a building, but between buildings. That's the opportunity that eco-districts present us. They also present us an opportunity to get performance that we currently aren't able to get out of a single building and that we haven't yet figured out how to get at a community-wide scale. And we know if we're serious about the climate carbon reduction goals, we need to find better ways of delivering those reductions. The intent of eco-districts is to get environmental performance, community development, and economic opportunity all packaged together. As we've gone through this process, many different bureaus have participated to inform the development of the opportunities. It's environmental services, water, parks, transportation. Certainly PDC has been there throughout, and planning and sustainability as well. If you direct us to go forward, it will take continued collaboration across all those efforts to help the district succeed. We've particularly appreciated the support and coordination with PDC, so I want to turn it over to Patrick to comment on your role to date.
Thank you very much, Michael. Good afternoon, commissioners. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams. And happy to be here today to lend our support to this resolution and to you know, express directly that we plan to continue our support of eco-districts. I think you know that eco-districts have been part of our efforts for the past 3.5 years. They were included as part of the economic development strategy, and so they have been a priority for us. And I think it fits in with our work in a variety of ways. First, I mean, the most obvious way is certainly within the economic development strategy. One of our three major goals is what we refer to as urban innovation, but it's really maintaining Portland as a national and international leader, as a place for innovation, as a hub of design activity, and a lab for the latest thinking in the next generation built environment, and for high performance buildings. And so that's, we feel like Portland has played that role for quite a while, and we think it's important for the growth of our economy to continue that. And that's largely because the second reason that this matters to us, and that if we think it benefits our clean tech companies. And we have a very strong green building, green development sector in the city and in the region, and they benefit from being located and getting to work on projects that get to test the latest in these techniques. And we believe district-wide innovations are really where the next wave of this development. So it supports directly local companies, and it's more than just thinking about our standard definition of clean tech. It extends into our manufacturing cluster as well, because one of the things we've learned about clean tech is it's really a lot about making things, manufacturing things, and so we are working hard to connect our existing manufacturing base to the opportunities that we see with work in eco districts. And then third, as Michael mentioned, I think this is an evolving aspect of the eco-district work, because it really does overlap with our neighborhood economic development strategy, in that it becomes a way for neighborhoods to organize around particular priorities. So it doesn't have to be infrastructure per se. It can be initiatives like Solarize Now, where the community comes together and decides they want to collectively invest in certain things. And so as we think about the priority areas that we're working in the city, we would like these principles to be in use as there as well. And then lastly, I think as we think about PDC's traditional role as a funder of infrastructure, we would like to think about, if we're going to continue in that role and we're going to continue to put our scarce dollars to work, we would like them to go to work in a very strategic way, in a way that not only meets the infrastructure needs of the city, but that advances the innovation around this. So we think it helps inform our ongoing role as a funder. So I think as the resolution, the detail behind the resolution with regard to PDC is that, one, we're going to continue to offer resources within the pilot areas, which are within our URAs, to help with implementation. As I mentioned, we're going to continue to connect our firms, clean tech firms, with the opportunities that arise out of the eco-districts. We're going to continue to look for district scale opportunities, whether they be in the Lloyd District, you're going to hear about these, or South Waterfront, but we're going to be looking for very specific district wide opportunities to test these principles. And obviously, we're going to continue to work with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and our other Bureau partners to make this a reality. So, once again, in summary, we believe this is a core part of our ongoing economic development work. So, with that, unless you have any questions,
just one question for you. I saw something in the newspaper this week about our ranking in clean tech. Something like we're ranked third in the nation or something?
Yes.
Am I accurate?
Yes. I'm blanking on which ranking, but we continue to get rankings, whether it's clean tech jobs. The latest thing that we put out was a report by the Clean Edge, which is a research firm that's tracking kind of leadership in the clean economy, and that might be the one you're referring to, which aggregates leadership across a number of different sectors, so use of renewable energy and clean tech firms and jobs and those kind of things. And we came out the third-ranked metro area in the United States behind, I think, San Jose and somewhere else in California, two California metro areas.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Council questions? So we have some panels coming up?
We do. Does Mayor Adams, I heard, no?
So first we're going to hear from the Lloyd Eco District, Sarah Heineke, Wade Lang, and Justin Zellner.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Who would like to go first?
I will. Thank you. My name is Sarah Heineke. I'm the Lloyd Eco District Executive Director. Thank you, Council members, Mayor Adams, Susan Anderson, Patrick Quinton, Rob Bennett, and the countless others who've worked for so many years to make the concept of eco districts a reality and to keep Portland in the lead, innovating in the areas of smart growth, sustainability, and urban planning. I also want to take this moment to thank my stakeholders and board members who are critical to my Lloyd Eco District success. They are Portland Sustainability Institute, Langley Investment Properties, Liberty Northwest Mutual, Ashforth Companies, Bonneville Power Administration, Pacific Power, Portland Trailblazers, Portland Development Commission, Oregon Convention Center, Lloyd Transportation Management Association, Left Bank Development, the Office of the Mayor, and Metro. Today, I want to give my stakeholders the majority of time to speak on behalf of the Lloyd Eco District. So with that, I will hand the mic over to Wade Lang, Lloyd Eco District Board Member and Vice President of Property Management at Langley Investment Properties, and then over to Gwen Baldwin, who will be speaking on behalf of the Lloyd Executive Partnership in absence of Dan Field from Kaiser Permanente, who could not be here with us today. And Dan is the Director of Government and Public Policy at Kaiser Permanente. So with that, I hand over the mic to Wade. Thank you.
Thank you. As Sarah said, I'm Wade Lang with Langley Investment Properties and a board member for the Lloyd Eco District. Commissioners and Mayor Adams, thank you for allowing us to speak today. And having the opportunity to talk to you about the next step in the formation and growth of the Lloyd Eco District. As you've read in the synopsis, the Lloyd Eco District has been very busy advancing the goals and missions of our Eco District. I want to emphasize the importance of City Council's action today to the private sector. There is currently a lot of activity beginning in the Lloyd District, a LEED Platinum Superblock development, a district shared thermal system and zero waste strategy program. All three of these projects will require the heavy lifting to be done by the private sector, as it should be. With this resolution, we set in motion the next steps for how the city bureaus will interface with and take seriously their role in these and future Eco District projects, the responsibility to coordinate interbureau efforts, and how current and future policies should be directed to assist businesses and development is a key component to the success of Lloyd or any of the other Eco Districts. With this resolution, we can envision the opportunity for SDC reform, permit expediting, and other creative forms of financial partnerships for innovative projects that will enhance livability and economic growth while creating a model for what a sustainable community will look like. The private sector within the Lloyd District has already proven a readiness and willingness to take on this challenge, and we sincerely hope the city will be our partner. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Gwen, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish and Council members. My name is Gwen Baldwin, and I'm here today on behalf of the Lloyd Executive Partnership. The Lloyd Executive Partnership was formed in 2005 among some of the larger property owners in the Lloyd District to create a focused and unified voice for economic development, job creation, and housing options at all levels. Members include Langley Investment Properties, the Trailblazers, Kaiser Permanente, Pacific Power, and Liberty Northwest. The Lloyd Eco District is absolutely a driver of job creation, of economic vitality, and of housing. It fits very neatly into our focus. It is a rational way for the public and private sector to work together with our mutual interests in mind. Lower energy consumption, waste reduction, they improve building performance bottom lines, and they meet policy goals of the city. Integrated building performance, integrated systems create the next generation of urban living and work environments that attract more jobs and more residents to the Lloyd District. This isn't wishful thinking. This isn't a pretty design on a paper. It's purposeful planning and good business. With the passage of today's resolution, the Lloyd Executive Partnership looks forward to the city bureaus and the private sector launching the kind of projects that Wade mentioned, where this eco-district designation adds value to the business equation. The Lloyd Executive Partnership strongly encourages the passage of this resolution and deeply appreciates the work of the Lloyd Eco-District Board, Sarah, Posey, Mayor Adams, and his staff, the countless hours that city staff have put into this resolution and into the work leading up to this resolution, and the City Council for its support. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen. Any questions from council? Okay. Thank you very much. Who's our next?
We'll now hear from representatives of the South of Market Eco District.
Mr. Nato, welcome.
We've gotten so used to calling it the Soma Eco District, I didn't even recognize it when it in its full incarnation.
Bob, why don't you kick us off?
My name is Bob Nato with Nato Development. And I'm the chair of the Soma Eco District. I thought I'd start with a kind of an interesting summary of the composition of our eco district, which basically is everything south of Market and follows the 405 freeway loop and Nato Parkway. In that area, there's 173 acres and 90 city blocks. Nine of those blocks, Commissioner Fisher, park blocks, including the South Park blocks and the Halperin park sequence. There are 10 LEED certified buildings in the district, 9 million square feet of space, 3.6 million square feet of housing, 2.3 million square feet of office, 200,000 square feet of retail space, and 3 million square feet that is owned by PSU, and that's their office and classroom space. It doesn't count the dormitories. They're in the residential space. There are 4,000 residents that live in that area south of Market Street, 10,000 daily office and retail employees that come in on MAX and the streetcar, and a certain small number of them drive. There are 29,000 PSU students in that area. We did a study, created a roadmap for the future of the Soma Eco District, and estimated that about 7.1 million square feet of new building will take place between now and the year 2035. I think in our district, which actually was started in 2010 by PSU, the university really has a major focus in the district and what we're doing, and it has it in a couple ways. One is the number of students and faculty and employees that work and study in the district, but also the fact that you have major sustainability institutions doing research and studying sustainability. The thing that has been difficult for us since we really got rolling has been to hold the faculty and the student body at bay, because there's so much interest in creating an eco district and what it can be, that it's been hard to keep the number of people that have contacted Kirsten and the other members of the eco district trying to get involved in and are trying to hold back and at least get walking before we start running. We have a steering committee that comprises the major property owners and several of the major commercial tenants in the eco district. There's a list on that fact sheet of who they are, and so I won't read them. But what's been interesting has been the kind of call to action from the private sector members in that group. There's one whose name, actually I won't name him, but who came several meetings and said, I appreciate having the opportunity for a free lunch. I appreciate seeing everybody, but what are we going to do? Let's stop talking and actually start doing things. And so we've had a real strong kind of initiative within the group to actually start seeing changes on the ground. And Commissioner Fish, I want to tell you about one program that the City Council approved, and it's a partnership between, it's really Parks, the Soma Eco District, and the Halperin Landscape Conservancy. We created this Adopt a Block program that came before City Council, I think, 6 months or so ago. And it was where the sort of pilot for this was the 200 Market Associates and the 200 Market Building, basically, picking up some of the maintenance requirements or enhancing the maintenance of the Pettigrove Park. And I think if you go by there in the next couple months, you'll just be astounded at the green grass, the restoration of the irrigation system, and just the maintenance and the cleanliness of that park. It's just night and day. Now we're working on expanding that kind of guerrilla fashion, block by block, up the Halperin Landscape Conservancy. If you walk between the Cyan Building and the parking lot, you'll notice that block has been improved substantially. We recently, in fact, on Thursday, approved the Soma Eco District Roadmap, which was a fairly extensive plan for short-term and long-term activities. I think the next things that we are going to do on the ground involve working with Parks and the Halperin Landscape Conservancy to see if we can't activate the Lovejoy Fountain Park at the south end, which is a wonderful one. I mean, when I was in high school, that was the park to go to. It was like the Jameson Square or Tanner Place is today, and we want to bring that back. And there's all those 30,000 students and 10,000 office workers, and you just wonder where they go because the park is empty. So that's something that we thought we could do as an eco district, and we could do it by this spring. In terms of other things that we're working on, one is the Montgomery Green Street project, which I think is going to have to develop block by block because the financing or the funding isn't available to do the whole thing at once. We're talking about a retail strategy for the district, and that's part of this gathering places and creating community. When we surveyed the property owners, we figured out that 100% of that 200,000 square feet of retail is occupied, and there is demand for more retail space in the district that's just not being met. So we're working on a retail strategy to address that. One of the things is the potential for a grocery store in the neighborhood that would serve not just south of Market but also south waterfront. And we're looking really hard at energy retrofit programs, one of which I think you're going to hear about shortly, the kilowatt crackdown. But when you think about it, and I've been saying this for 20 years, if we build 7 million square feet of new space, what happens to the 9 million square feet of existing space that may or may not be energy efficient? And John Russell at 200 Market, and we have got basically rehabilitated some of that existing space into LEED Platinum high efficiency building space, and I think that's one thing that our group is very interested in doing. So I hope you pass the resolution and we can keep going.
Thank you both for your great work.
Thank you.
By the way, I see on the map here, I don't see the source fountain.
It's there. It's just so small.
It's just a tiny little.
It's so small.
Speck of sand. Thank you both very much.
Next, we'll hear from representatives of South Waterfront.
Welcome, gentlemen. Why don't you go first, sir?
Thanks for having us. My name is Peter Collins. I'm the director of South Waterfront Community Relations, which is also the Transportation Management Association and the Eco District. Over the past 2 years, POSI and the South Waterfront and South Waterfront Community Relations have worked with stakeholders in the South Waterfront to re-examine district-wide efforts through a sustainability lens. The stakeholders include OHSU, Zidell, and many of the residents who live there. Through sharing ideas, plans, and resources, stakeholders have grasped onto eco-districts as a strong model of planning for neighborhood-scale efforts. The model has provided a great roadmap for the district and has helped tie together a larger community vision where the neighborhood has a real ownership of the projects. Just to mention a couple of the upcoming projects that we've been working on, South Waterfront Smart Grid and Demand Management Program, working with buildings and owners, managers, and residents and utility providers to use technologies and education to create efficiencies in usage of energy and water and waste. We're also looking at an interim greenway strategy, planning for a seamless connection and access to the greenway as the district develops. Without the eco-district work to date, this work really wouldn't have been possible. I think it's been a real connector for the community. We're in the South Waterfront. I think we're blessed. We have great buildings and emerging buildings and infrastructure. And I think the eco-district model has been a real catalyst to bring the community together. So we hope that you pass a resolution. Brian Newman couldn't be here today from OHSU, but Rob is going to talk about the integrated infrastructure work.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. I am pinch hitting for Brian Newman of OHSU. And OHSU is a great champion and partner with all of us with the eco-district's initiative for the last 3 years. I'm going to talk briefly about the integrated infrastructure strategy that is underway in South Waterfront. It's a natural evolution and a significant part of the eco-district initiative, which is to look at how our neighborhood infrastructure can be built and operated in an efficient way in which you're looking to integrate multiple lines of activity in a sort of a seamless infrastructure strategy. In South Waterfront, if you think of the Central District, we've done a lot to integrate stormwater management at the district scale. We've integrated green buildings. But we've also missed some opportunities, and the Eco District's initiative is allowing us to go back and look at some of those missed opportunities that in the first phase that we can develop in the second phase. In the North District, it's a roughly 50 acres, 20 acres owned by OHSU and 30 by Zidel. We're looking, in partnership with Portland Development Commission, OHSU, Zidel, and a consortium of private utility providers led by Corx Utility, at an integrated infrastructure strategy to manage energy and water for that portion of the district. Why this matters and why it's an important part of the overarching strategy is that cities are facing an enormous and growing infrastructure deficit, and to the tune in this country of over $2 trillion, and we need to, as Patrick said, identify unique and smart ways to bring additional capital to the table for these projects. So in the case of South Waterfront, we're looking at a partnership that would bring private utility money to help us design 21st century water and energy infrastructure that can ultimately serve that portion of the district and then move into other portions of the district over time. This is consistent with what's also happening in the Lloyd District, where we're looking at with the remodeling of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum to bring additional private capital to increase the efficiency and grow the energy infrastructure that can ultimately serve a larger part of the district. So this is an important partnership. It's an important part of the overarching eco-districts initiative, and we're thrilled that down in South Waterfront, OHSU and Zidel are taking a lead in helping the city and helping the utility providers in Corx and McKinstry, Arup, and others to design the system. The hope is at the end of this year, we will have a business strategy for a design, build, operate for the system, and ultimately a business strategy that the city would take a look at, again, in partnership with Corx. We're thrilled that this partnership's happening, and it's another sort of indication of the integrated nature of eco-districts, and when you bring the community together with the city, agencies, and utilities, and put sustainability metrics in front of it, better outcomes and more resilient and more efficient infrastructure will follow.
Thank you both very much. I should also announce that I think an invitation went out this week. December 14th, which is a Friday, at 3:30, the city will be cutting the ribbon on Gray's Landing, which is a LEED certified building, first affordable housing in South Waterfront, named for John Gray, who just passed, and I think fits in very nicely with what you're talking about in terms of an eco district. So thank you for your great work. Senator Merkley, by the way, will be giving the keynote.
Next, we're going to hear from folks from Brewing Gateway.
Good afternoon. Would you like to begin, ma'am?
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Mayor Adams. Thank you for allowing us to tell you more about the strengths of the growing Gateway Eco District today. The growing Gateway Eco District can be a successful story for not only our community, but also for the work that you all are doing for the City of Portland. I was born in Portland, and I have lived in the Gateway and Park Rose area for the last 26 years. My neighborhood is one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the city. There are 77 different languages spoken in our community. Imagine that, a community, world community, within the city boundaries. The strength of this community is the volunteers that work year after year and never give up. We have a strong community that wants to see change and community members that get involved in making change. Growing Gateway Eco District has many advantages. We have a strong stakeholders group and partners such as Gilbert Brothers, Realty Brokers, Adventist Health, Hazelwood and Park Rose Neighborhood Associations, East Portland Action Plan, Gateway Urban Renewal Advisory Committee, Park Rose MPI, Park Rose David Douglas Portland Christian High Schools, Fred Meyer, and I could go on, but it would take up way more than my 3 minutes. We are continuing to outreach to bring in more groups and residents to help with the Eco District goals. We have a long list of sustainable ideas that we would like to commit our time and efforts to. We are working on strong projects that we feel important to the growth of our community, including Gateway Green and the Gateway Education Center. Among all of the unique and innovative technologies that one might imagine for an ecodistrict, perhaps the most powerful one environmentally is to create a non-automobile dominated community, a true transit-oriented district. Because of its extraordinary transportation infrastructure, Gateway is positioned to do this unlike any other area in the region. And with the tools of a regional recreation destination such as Gateway Green, an economic development incubator such as the Gateway Education Center, and an existing urban renewal agency in place with substantial untapped bonding capacity and a committed core of involved citizens, the growing Gateway Eco District is positioned to become something that the City of Portland can utilize to demonstrate our city's leadership in sustainable urban planning. We are establishing partnerships with the city bureaus such as PDC and BPS on projects that will help our community lower our carbon output, as well as help all of our citizens and businesses within our district. Each project touches on one of the areas that you may be working on, such as water, equity, human rights, seniors, urban forestry, energy efficiency, education, and I could go on. What we are asking from you today is to recognize the work that we have been doing over these last several years as a strong community of volunteers and sign the resolution to make us an official group and to the success and future of growing Gateway in a sustainable manner. We have the passion, but we need the city's recognition, giving us the strength to bring in others in our community that may have not come on board because we are not an official organization. The Eco District can become the umbrella of all of the organizations, giving structure, and partnering with city bureaus. We can work together to create change and do it for the community's economic growth, creating local jobs, creating safe neighborhoods, and strengthening education around our environment and our commitment to our next generation for the health and safe place to grow and live today and in our future. Thank you again for listening and considering our request for approval of the Eco District.
Thank you. Linda?
Next.
Hi, I'm Jeff McDonald, and some of you know that I work for the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, or IRCO. where I direct the Economic Development Initiative for the agency. Thank you so much for the chance to speak today. ERCO relocated to Gateway in 2001 to better serve the diverse refugee and immigrant community that Colleen already mentioned that is resident in the area. Since then, we have been an active partner with Portland Development Commission on the urban renewal area and in the neighborhood economic development plan. In March 2011, as part of our ongoing commitment to Gateway, we became a member of the growing Gateway Eco District, for which I serve as treasurer. ERCA was pleased to be invited to partner in the growing Gateway Eco District and has sought to ensure that the Eco District not only included broad equity goals, but also had a practical means of engaging the diverse communities of East Portland, something that I believe ERCO brings to that mix very strongly. We also believe that it is important to engage refugee and immigrant communities early on in such efforts. Many of us, myself including before this, knew little about eco districts, so imagine how little refugees and immigrants coming from other lands understand these concepts. However, they do provide important ways to achieve civic, social, and economic equity for these communities. As part of our commitment, ERCO is serving as fiscal agent for the Gateway Eco District on the Re-Energizing Gateway project that Colleen just described. Re-Energizing Gateway is designed to engage refugees and immigrants and the senior citizens in the area specifically. Other speakers have spoken about large projects and very innovative work. I think in the Gateway area, we should also remember that eco districts offer a way for businesses and neighborhoods to change the way they do business and the way they operate. And I'll just offer ERCO as an example. Since we became a member of the Gateway Eco District, we've aligned our own strategic sustainability goals to those of the district, strengthened our own sustainable business practices, and perhaps most importantly, have incorporated training on sustainable business practices for refugees and immigrant-owned businesses served by our microenterprise development program. We think that this is a model that other businesses in the area can follow. Finally, I wish to acknowledge the work of POSI to launch the Gateway Eco District and thank the city for having the vision to support POSI's efforts. As you can see from the other speakers, eco districts are at different levels of development. Gateway, I believe, is really in its beginning stages and as such needs to build its capacity to realize its potential for guiding smart, environmentally sustainable, and community-inclusive economic development. Since Portland is a leader in the eco-district movement worldwide, as recent summits have shown, supporting the nascent eco-districts such as Gateway is the next logical step in helping all of Portland become sustainable. I urge you to approve the eco-district's resolutions to help achieve that vision. Thank you.
Linda, last word.
Yes, I'm the sweeper, I guess. My name's Linda Robinson, and when they began the formation of the Gateway Eco District, I told them that I was too busy to be involved. But I think I've missed two meetings in the last 3 years, so I guess it just aligns so well with the other projects that I work on. And I, as you know, I work on a lot of projects and events in East Portland, and I have for some time. And having this designation as an eco district, I see this as really supporting some of our other efforts to raise money, to do community building activities. And so I see this as an important step, even if the projects aren't specific projects of the eco district, they're really aligned with that in many ways, and it will help with fundraising efforts and help with community building, bringing people into it. So I liked her statement about it's the people involved are people who don't give up, and my motto is patient persistence.
Thank you all very
Thank
much.
Thank you all for Thank your you. Volunteer work.
Next we'll hear from Foster Green.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Givens, and I'm representing the Foster Green Eco District.
to basically put a place where it is, it's basically that area along Foster Road, just south of Powell, between 52nd and 122nd. So we're pretty ambitious as far as an, a geographic area.
So you have Zenger Farm and Leach Botanical within your district.
We have it all up there.
Wow.
Well, basically,
you saved the best for last.
Yes. But basically, we're a collection of neighborhood groups and also nonprofits that come together that want to do really neat things in our neighborhood out there. Rather than just doing kind of a visioning, you know, kind of process, we love to do planning in this town, but we've got a little bit of planning fatigue. A lot of times, it's just independent, smaller projects throughout the corridor that's really going to change people's lives, and that's why our group has really capitalized on the eco-district concept. And identifying appropriate projects to improve our neighborhoods, we're working closely with PDC, who's facilitating the FLIP project, which is the Foster Lens Integrated Partnership. It's basically looking at that at the Foster Corridor and really pinpointing some really neat projects that would spur redevelopment reinvestment in that area. Now, through the process, basically the city is going to be, you know, committing to a lot of capital improvements in that corridor, but there's going to be a lot of projects that are kind of homeless, who's going to take them on. That's where the Eco District would like to kind of step up to the plate and go, you know what, this little park project here or this, you know, little business project here, that's really going to improve our lives. We want to take that on. So we're that organization to do that. We need you to adopt the resolution because it really gives us credentials when we make that phone call to somewhere in the city, like, hi, this is Ryan Givens from the Foster Green Eco District. That's going to carry more weight than if I just say, hi, I'm a citizen that would like to do good things. So please adopt the resolution, and thank you, Posey, for helping out through the process, and then also PDC for helping us through the process.
Thank you very much, sir.
So next we're going to hear from the founding director of Portland, Oregon Sustainability Institute, and then final thoughts from Michael Armstrong.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioner. This is Naomi Cole. I'm going to speak on behalf of the founding director, Rob Bennett, and the Portland Sustainability Institute. I run the Eco Districts program for POSI, and I've had the privilege of working with the city and with all these folks you just heard from for the past 3 years. And I've been inspired by their dedication to their neighborhoods and by their willingness and enthusiasm to work with us in this emerging field of eco districts. It always reinvigorates me to hear from them. When we started the Eco Districts pilot program, this is exactly what we had in mind. The mayor recognized the opportunity around neighborhood scale sustainability and asked POSI to develop an approach for creating eco districts in Portland and piloting it in these 5 neighborhoods. The work to date reinforces the fact that neighborhood sustainability matters. It's a critical scale to understanding what works and what doesn't work across the city. It's also a scale that really resonates with people, as you can tell. People identify with their communities, and they're willing to invest time and resources to improve them. Our eco-districts approach, and I believe you have a few slides in hand that describe it, recognizes the need for a strategy that leverages these public and private investments and coordinates them with community sustainability goals. We've developed 8 eco-district performance areas that integrate city policy goals with community priorities. Your bureaus, as you know very well, have significant responsibilities around policy and programs and development, and we think eco-districts help link and coordinate these priorities with community initiatives and leadership for overall improved sustainability performance. These districts and the city have been patient, flexible, and innovative, and have helped refine a new approach for creating sustainable neighborhoods through eco-districts. And thanks to this willingness to innovate here, Eco Districts provides yet another opportunity for Portland to lead the way. The approach is proving to be just what other cities want as well. Last week, as you heard from Michael, we hosted our annual Eco District Summit. We had 450 people from 77 cities and 14 different countries here in town. Many of the attendees are actively leading their own eco-district development in their hometowns, and they're eager to know what's happening in our neighborhoods and also to share their lessons learned and help build this eco-districts movement. In May, POSI hosted the Eco-Districts Institute, a leadership training program for 10 cities who came to Portland to be trained on how to develop eco-districts in their own towns, and they went home with a roadmap for how to do that. And now, most significantly, I think, we're putting the finishing touches on a North American Eco Districts program to respond to all of this existing demand. We worked with an advisory group of 15 different cities funded by the Urban Sustainability Directors Network, and these were cities from across North America, to refine the eco-district's approach and make it more broadly applicable, and to design a technical assistance program to support other cities in launching eco-districts. So this might sound somewhat familiar because it's a model that Portland has proven over the last couple decades around transportation, light rail, stormwater management, and green building. We're creating new markets, we're building expertise, and we're stimulating economic development. And I'll give you just a couple quick examples. A couple of our local design firms have cut their teeth in Portland's eco-districts, and now Sarah Architects is building an eco-district in Mountain View, California. ZGF Architects is leading the Southwest eco-district in Washington, D.C. Gerding Edlin has taken eco-districts to China. And we're also attracting new forms of investment. You heard about Corix, an international district utility provider. They're working in the Lloyd District and also in South Waterfront. And eco-districts is really appealing to them because it creates a market of stakeholders who already have shared neighborhood sustainability goals and are willing to consider this new form of district infrastructure. So this all hopefully gives you a sense of the momentum and really the movement that's grown out of this early day work in Portland. We greatly appreciate the city's support over the last 3 years, and we urge you to continue to support these eco-districts directly now that they have leadership and clear goals and project priorities, which you've heard about. Eco-districts are clearly a long-term play. They have very ambitious long-term goals, and the work to date and even this resolution is really just the beginning. We ask you to formally commit to ongoing support now, while also recognizing that there's still significant work ahead. And we ask you to further clarify roles and responsibilities as well as a broader city policy framework in the coming years as the city and these neighborhoods develop eco-districts together. Through our work, it's become quite clear that the future of cities is in neighborhood revitalization, and it's essential that city leaders develop more rigorous policies and provide clear guidance and incentives to develop the kinds of projects that these neighborhoods are interested in. So congratulations to the city and to the districts on all the good work to date, and we thank you for your leadership.
Thank you. Michael?
Thanks very much, Naomi. So Naomi finishes up nicely, I think. I think the work of the district speaks for themselves. You know, they have accomplished a lot already. The resolution in front of you would both recognize that accomplishment as well as the opportunity to do more, and it would formalize the city's commitment to continuing to provide technical assistance and project implementation support to them. So I think we're happy to answer questions if you have them, and certainly I would expect the districts would as well.
Commissioner Fritz.
I have just one question. In the resolution, it calls for a report after 2 years. Why do we have to wait for another 2 years before we get another report on this excellent project? Would it be possible to have a report in a year?
It certainly would be possible.
It's very inspirational to hear all of the work that's been done, and I think with the added oomph of being recognized by the council that there will be more to report. So I certainly would like to hear next year at this time a report.
Michael, as you're refining your toolkit and building capacity, look out 10 years. How many eco-districts would you like to see in Portland?
Well, it's a great question. And in fact, we're already seeing some parts of town that weren't part of this initial set of five pilots identify themselves as eco-districts, approach us saying they would like to be eco-districts. How can they go about that? And so I don't know if quite the sky is the limit, but it's a big number. And I think our intent here is to be clear about the ways in which the city can support these efforts in neighborhoods, in areas, without sort of imposing things upon them. We want to help create the conditions through which the businesses, the residents, the community organizations in these districts can use the tools and kind of build their own eco-districts. And so my hope would be, 10 years from now, let's say there are 29 eco-districts.
Wow.
No more, no less.
Wow.
So, Mayor Adams, would you be open to a friendly amendment to report back in 1 year instead of two?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So moved.
Carla, do we have anyone who's signed up to testify?
No one else signed up.
Any further council discussion?
I second the motion.
We have a motion. It's been seconded. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. That was on the motion to amend. So we come to the resolution. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Is there a second? Commissioner Leonard seconds it. Carla, please call the roll.
Leonard?
It's a pleasure to be the first vote recognizing the five eco districts. We just don't know. I may end up living in one very soon.
Fritz. Just like everybody lives in a watershed, in fact, we all live in an eco-district. It's just that some of them have done a lot more work to bring people together and look at all of the interests within the district. So I'm very excited with this. Good to hear from longtime Neighborhood Association volunteers and the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative and all the other things that, in fact, it does all fold in together, and the more we coordinate, the better. So thanks to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and POSI for leading this, and Mayor Adams for your leadership on this. Aye.
Adams?
I want to thank Lisa Libby on my staff, who's been a key part of not only getting the eco-districts off the ground, but also getting the Portland Sustainability Institute off the ground as well. So big thanks to her. I do want to thank Rob Bennett and the board and the staff, the team at POSI, and of course, the great work at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. But my biggest thanks goes to the intrepid, nimble, sustainable, persistent volunteers in the eco-district, the citizen leaders who have really helped us move forward to this day, where we not only get to laud your great work, but to officially recognize you because of it. So I'm very pleased that we're doing this, and I vote aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you all for a very inspiring presentation. Someone who was testifying said that this was about leveraging public and private resources and aligning it with our sustainability goals. And to that I say amen. And in each of the five districts that you testified to about today, we have parks either planned or in the works or a friends group providing some kind of amenity. We have affordable housing and market rate housing on the books, and we have people talking to each other about how to meet all these sustainability goals and job goals and livability goals. And so I say kudos to everyone. It almost feels like the East Portland Action Plan brought down to a smaller scale and then expanded to include a focus on sustainability. So terrific work, and thank you all for joining us this afternoon. I vote aye. The resolution passes, and we're going to take a 5-minute break.